Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Monte Cristo Classic Number 2. This Figueroa has been described as one of the world's great cigars, a silky Connecticut shade wrapper in combination with the best Dominican tobaccos form this perfectly constructed cigar. The smooth aroma of toasted almonds, vanilla, coffee, and spice round out this classic stick. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Join Token's radio show every Tuesday night starting at 6 on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy Tuesday nights at 6 on KCNR. As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Summer musical auditions are coming up at Shasta College. Come audition for our 2025 musical production of Guys and Dolls. Auditions will take place on March 10th, 2025 at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater Building 500 and are open to students and the community of all ages. Ensemble members are still needed. Rehearsals will begin June 9th, 2025, and a detailed schedule will be provided to those cast. Contact Dr. Greg Thorson for more details.
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Jenny Garth from I Do Part 2. Everyone's talking about GLP-1s, like Ozempic, semaglutide. With Future Health, you can find out if they're right for you, too. Just go to tryfh.com, that's tryfh.com, and find out if weight loss meds are right for you in just 3 minutes. Future Health is not a healthcare services provider. Meds are prescribed at provider's discretion. Results may vary. Sponsored by Future Health.
Creativity doesn't wait. It moves, shifts, evolves, just like you. And with the Yoga PC from Lenovo, your tools finally keep up. Stunning, smart, and sustainably sourced, Yoga PCs from Lenovo are designed to amplify your creativity with AI-powered performance. Whether you're sketching, editing, animating, or composing, yoga moves with you, adapting to your creativity, to your rhythm. With beautiful displays and the flexibility to shift from laptop to tablet, yoga unlocks new ways to inspire and create. Because at Lenovo, we believe your tools should fuel your flow, not hold you back. Yoga PCs from Lenovo support you at every step of your creative journey. So check out lenovo.com/yoga and supercharge your creativity with yoga.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
Empowering creators everywhere.
Hey, it's Amy here with some exciting news. Open booking is here for the Top Shelf Country Cruise. Now, it's setting sail February of 2026 aboard the luxurious Celebrity Reflection, and you have two ways to book. You can book online, topshelfcountrycruise.com, or you can call the Signature Cruise Experiences office at 888-381-4420. Whichever one you do, you're going to want to hurry because these spots are going to fill up fast.
Wow, do I look that bad? It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
So I had a funny thing happen at the country club yesterday. So I live in a town that doesn't believe rich people should have things that poor people don't have. So they structure the housing in such a way that you can live in the nicest neighborhood in the town I live in, like with the most expensive, you know.
I guess some parts of the country think this is a good idea, other parts of the country think this is ridiculous.
Well, I certainly wouldn't live there. I don't like poor people in here.
Here's a text from an actual doctor.
Anyway, I think that explains how this happened. So with this particular neighborhood that's got some really, really nice houses,
ask them all kinds of questions.
Everybody that lives in this neighborhood gets a country club membership where you own a house or you're in the apartment complex.
Which I think ought to be illegal.
For whatever reason, hardly anybody uses a country club.
And I don't have to go along with it.
A friend of mine is on the board.
Or even if I ask you the questions with you in the room, I don't like it. But here's an example.
There's only like 60 people.
As a physician, I can say there's no sinister motive other than screening for health and safety. What sort of amenities are you offering me?
It's a lake where a lot of people paddle around canoes and stuff like that.
Cool.
Nice tennis courts lit at night, basketball court, a gym to work out, couple of heated pools where you can swim laps and stuff like that.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, and then a big room you can put your name on it if you want to have a family reunion or a wedding or whatever. So there's a lot of that stuff going on all the time. Anywho, my son and I go over and we play tennis and then we lift weights. So we're over there playing tennis. And while I do spend a fair amount of time and money on how I dress for just like my regular life, I do not have like nice athleisure wear at all. And I got my big five old hoodie on and some khaki pants and my kind of crappy tennis shoes for playing tennis in. And
tennis in khaki pants.
Lost me at khakis.
As opposed to what?
Shorts of some sort?
I don't know.
Warm up pants. You don't wear khakis to play tennis. You robe.
Anyway, my son and I are playing tennis, and there's four guys next to us playing tennis. And at one point, Henry hits an errant shot, and it goes over to their court by accident. And guy hits the ball over to me, and I said, thanks, and I'm walking back over. And then he says, hey, hold on a second. And he goes over to his bag, and he comes over, and he gives me, he said, these are used, but they still got a lot of bounce left in them. He gives me a canister of three used tennis balls.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I mean.
A man so poor he has to wear khakis to play tennis.
Yeah.
Were you wearing cowboy boots as well, or did you
go ahead and invest in
something with rubber soles?
I was so perplexed there for a second. It's like, and one, it was, there's a number of things going on in my mind at this various time. I got to admit, my ego kicked, I didn't say anything, but my ego kicked in a little bit of, dude, I'm doing all right. I don't need your old tennis balls.
I can afford a can of tennis balls, thank you.
The peasant in the khaki.
But then
I'm going to do my good charitable deed and give him my old tennis
balls.
Right,
exactly. I also thought on the other side of it, this is something some of us may do and not realize how condescending it is. I mean, because he just thought he was helping me out, and it's got a real... I'm rich and I don't need the tennis balls here. You'll appreciate these.
They've still got some bounce in them.
Yeah.
Man, I can picture me playing golf with my son and somebody walking up and putting their arm around me and saying, here's a sleeve of balls, brother. You know, they're lightly used, but I can tell you need them.
Well, he didn't say that last time, but that's implied, I think.
Oh, absolutely implied.
Yes,
why else would he give them to you?
Yeah, I'm picturing this guy, like, he bounces the ball five times, and then after that he throws it away. You know, well, and gets a new one and bounces
nice
it five times.
Nice guy doing a nice thing. In case this gets back to him, I don't
news,
think
I'm
he does anything
Walker,
bad about
President
it at all.
Trump and his cabinet meeting today, the first official gathering. President is also taking questions from the news media. The House approving a budget favoring Mr. Trump's domestic agenda. That vote, very close, 217 to 215 last night. The deal marks a dramatic turnaround for Speaker Mike Johnson and House GOP leaders who hours earlier were facing possible opposition to the measure. A child who was hospitalized in Lubbock, Texas, has died from the measles. The outbreak in West Texas has grown now to at least 124 cases across nine counties. President Trump says Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky will visit the White House very soon amid word on an agreement of the U.S. accessing Ukraine's rare earth minerals. This is SRN News.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
With the Wall Street
That's
Business Report,
I'm
Rex Thomason. The European Union announcing plans for a major overhaul of its economic strategy to meet demands of the bloc's captains of industry. They've long complained about excessive taxation, sky-high energy prices, and an overbearing bureaucracy that they say makes the bloc an unattractive place to do business. Wall Street anxiously awaits a quarterly earnings report from NVIDIA. A bellwether for AI chipmakers, NVIDIA set to release its first earnings report since a Chinese upstart DeepSeek upended artificial intelligence by saying it has developed a language model that can compete with U.S. rivals without having to use the most expensive chips. Shares of another company riding the AI wave, Supermicro Computer, soared 22% pre-market as it finally updated its regulatory filings. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rex Thomason.
With you, adapting to your creativity, to your rhythm. With beautiful displays and the flexibility to shift from laptop to tablet, yoga unlocks new ways to inspire and create. Because at Lenovo, we believe your tools should fuel your flow, not hold you back. Yoga PCs from Lenovo support you at every step of your creative journey. So check out Lenovo.com/yoga and supercharge your creativity with yoga. Lenovo. Empowering creators everywhere.
Hey, it's Amy here with some exciting news. Open booking is here for the Top Shelf Country Cruise. Now it's setting sail February of 2026 aboard the luxurious Celebrity Reflection, and you have two ways to book. You can book online, topshelfcountrycruise.com, or you can call the Signature Cruise Experiences office at 888-381-4420. Whichever one you do, you're going to want to hurry because these spots are going to fill up fast.
Wow, do I look that bad? It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
So I had a funny thing happen at the country club yesterday. So I live in a town that doesn't believe rich people should have things that poor people don't have. So they structure the housing in such a way that you can live in the nicest neighborhood in the town I live in, like with the most expensive, you know, however many millions of dollars houses. But there is going to be an apartment complex right over there because they don't think it's fair that, you know, certain people have certain neighborhoods. And I guess some parts of the country think this is a good idea. Other parts of the country think this is a ridiculous idea. I would be in the
wild. Well, I certainly wouldn't live there. I don't like poor people anywhere near me.
Anyway, I think that explains how this happened. So with this particular neighborhood that's got some really, really nice houses in it, everybody that lives in this neighborhood gets a country club membership, whether you own the house or you're in the apartment complex. And so everybody gets to be a member of this country club. For whatever reason, hardly anybody uses a country club. A friend of mine is on the board, and he said of the 2,000 people or something that qualify, there's only like 60 people that regularly use it, which is fine with me.
My got a golf course and that sort of thing? Or
no,
what sort of amenities are you offering me?
It's a lake where a lot of people paddle around canoes and stuff like that.
Mm, cool.
Nice tennis courts lit at night, basketball court, a gym to work out, couple of heated pools where you can swim laps and stuff like that.
Wow. So. Yeah.
Oh, and then a big room you can put your name on it if you want to have a family reunion or a wedding or whatever. So there's a lot of that stuff going on all the time. Anywho, my son and I go over and we play tennis and then we lift weights. So we're over there playing tennis. And While I spend a fair amount of time and money on how I dress for just like my regular life, I do not have like nice athleisure wear at all. And I got my big five old hoodie on and some khaki pants and my kind of crappy tennis shoes for playing tennis in. And
Tennis in khaki pants.
Lost me at khakis.
As opposed to what?
Shorts of some sort?
I don't know.
Warm-up pants.
You don't wear khakis to play tennis, you rube.
Anyway, my son and I are playing tennis, and there's four guys next to us playing tennis. And at one point, Henry hits an errant shot, and it goes over to their court by accident. And a guy hits the ball over to me, and I said, thanks, and I'm walking back over. And then he said, hey, hold on a second. And he goes over to his bag, and he comes over, and he gives me, he said, these are used, but they still got a lot of bounce left in them. He gives me a canister of three used tennis balls.
Ah, yes.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I mean,
a man so poor he has to wear khakis to play tennis.
Yeah.
Were you wearing cowboy boots as well, or did you
go ahead and invest
in something with rubber soles?
I was so perplexed there for a second. It's like, and one, it was. There's a number of things going on in my mind at this various time. I got to admit, my ego kicked. I didn't say anything, but my ego kicked in a little bit. Of dude, I'm doing all right. I don't need your old tennis balls.
I can afford a can of tennis balls. Thank you.
The peasant in the khaki.
But then
I'm
going
to do my good charitable deed and give him my old tennis
right,
ball.
Exactly. On the other side of it, this is something some of us may do and not realize how condescending it is. I mean, because he just thought he was helping me out, and it's got a real, I'm rich and I don't need the tennis balls here. You'll appreciate these.
They've still got some bounce in them.
Yeah.
Man, I can picture me playing golf with my son and somebody walking up and putting their arm around me and saying, here's a sleeve of balls, brother. You know, they're lightly used, but I can tell you need them.
Well, he didn't say that last thing, but that's
what?
Implied, I think.
Oh, absolutely implied.
Yes,
why else would he give them to you?
Yeah, I'm picturing this guy, like, he bounces the ball five times, and then after that he throws it away. You know, and gets a new one and bounces
nice
it five times.
Nice guy doing a nice thing. In case this gets back to him, I don't think there's anything bad about it at all.
Oh, no. It was an act of kindness.
The only thing worse would have been if, like, he had a child with him, and he had the child come and give the tennis balls to you, teaching him a nice deed.
Well, that's, so I told this story to a friend of mine. Who thought this was hilarious and said he's probably at home telling his wife, I did a nice deed today. I helped a guy out. He
guy
looked like
khakis.
Good, like he looked like he was really down on his luck. It's probably his, you know, one morning a week he gets to be with his son having recovered from his drug addiction.
The body
and
of four more dead Israeli hostages on Thursday in exchange for Israel's release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, the group says, just days before the first phase of the ceasefire between the warring parties is to expire.
For play, for leisure, just one pair of khakis. He was actually playing tennis in his khakis with his son, and I took pity. I wish I'd had a granola bar or a crust of bread to offer.
A crust of bread!
Can only assume that he and his son are starving.
Yes. Jack, you should own this.
He clearly got his workout gear at the halfway house before he came for his visitation with his son.
Just keep going more and more tattered, and then see what kind of things you accumulate.
Put holes in those khakis.
Right?
People give me food and
money.
Drink and an old car to drive.
Oh, just show up in a dress shirt and say, son, don't run me too much. I only own this shirt. See what the people are saying to.
Oh, my God. And I did actually think, have I ever done that where I think I'm like being helpful or whatever, but it's so condescending to someone to, here's some old tennis balls. Huh? Yeah, you don't need to thank me. I'm happy to do it.
Wow. That's beautiful.
I know. Well, and again, well-intentioned, completely 100% well-intentioned.
Yeah, seriously,
yeah.
An act of kindness.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Just kind of funny.
You know, here's $5 to put in the tank to get you and your son home or back to the halfway house or
right.
Wherever you find yourself these days.
Do you think he'll run into him again?
I don't know.
He might be waiting for you with like old clothes, you know. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, I think these would fit you.
He's going to come with like some leftover casserole here. My wife made this last night.
If the cardboard box I'm guessing you live in ever gets threadbare, I play every Tuesday at 4. Just right. Come and ask me for $20.
Here are some socks. They're not too worn.
Yeah.
Well, wow. I guess that's it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Ashley Canetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. You probably know somebody who's on Ozempic or semaglutide right now. These are really popular medications that people are using to lose weight if it seems like all other options aren't working for them. Go to tryfh.com to find out if weight loss meds are right for you. Tryfh.com.
Tryfh.com.
Future Health is not a healthcare services provider. Meds are prescribed at provider's discretion. Results may vary. Sponsored by Future Health.
Creativity doesn't wait. It moves, shifts, evolves, just like you. And with the Yoga PC from Lenovo, your tools finally keep up. Stunning, smart, and sustainably sourced, Yoga PCs from Lenovo are designed to amplify your creativity with AI-powered performance. Whether you're sketching, editing, animating, or composing, Yoga moves with you, adapting to your creativity, to your rhythm. With beautiful displays and the flexibility to shift from laptop to tablet, Yoga unlocks new ways to inspire and create. Because at Lenovo, we believe your tools should fuel your flow, not hold you back. Yoga PCs from Lenovo support you at every step of your creative journey. So check out lenovo.com/yoga and supercharge your creativity with Yoga.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
Empowering creators everywhere.
Bobby Bones here with some exciting news. Open booking is here for the Top Shelf Country Cruise, setting sail February of 2026 aboard the luxurious Celebrity Reflection. Whether you want to book online at topshelfcountrycruise.com or give the Signature Cruise Experiences office a call at 888-381-4420, do it, but hurry because the spots are filling up fast. 888-381-4420 or topshelfcountrycruise.com.
You can do a lot with an education at Chico State. Go from top-rated academics to a 100% job placement from many majors and from hands-on learning to real-world doing. Dare to pursue your passions by visiting csuchico.edu/doanddare.
Mom, you're playing your game again?
I can't help it. I love Hexasort and getting to the next level.
Melt into your couch with the Hexasort app by Lion Studios, the original Hexasorting game. Sort, organize, stack. Your favorite sound will be winning at Hexasort. Imagine craving your couch to play Hexasort, and a month later, you're at level 436. Download Hexasort today on the App Store or Google Play. Hexasort by Lion Studios, the original Hexasorting game. Download today.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, he is Armstrong and Getty.
But also that my show had value and that... That what I was doing had value. And in the end, I'm sorry, I try not to cry on TV. And I said, this is kind of like me on TV, so I apologize.
We need the disclaimer that I realize most of you don't watch cable news, and those of you who do watch cable news don't watch MSNBC. And even if you watch MSNBC, as I do, you don't watch Joy Reid, which I never have. I've only ever seen the clips coming out of there because they're so crazy because she's a nut, like an absolute crazy person, and she's been canceled by her own network. Far-left, race-baiting, racist, and lunatic Joy Reid's show has been canceled out of sheer misogyny and racism by MSNBC, according to MSNBC hosts. It's a national tragedy.
I think as a guy who's taken in quite a bit of cable news over the years, and it's definitely a dying thing. I mean, the ratings are so low, you could question whether it's even worth commenting on. I mean, the ratings are so low. We're talking hundreds of thousands of viewers across the entire nation for some of these low-rated shows. I mean, it's really, I mean, they're way smaller than, you know, medium-sized radio shows or YouTube channels or whatever. Way smaller. But she, for having, you know, of the three big cable networks, big in quotes, MSNBC, CNN, and Fox. Fox actually is pretty decent size, but CNN and MSNBC. I think of all those, she's the most extreme everyday host that has ever existed. Wouldn't you agree? I don't know who beat her. I mean, because she's way out there.
Oh, yeah. She's an absolute race-baiting wackadoodle.
Socialist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She is a racist, I mean, to her core. I'm trying to find the quote from Andrew Stiles in the Free Beacon, who said two-thirds of her audience, where is it, is memory care patients who've fallen asleep in front of the TV or something like that. That's dismissive and unfair, and I don't appreciate it. Let's see. He writes, never mind.
I don't know. Have they announced who they're replacing her with?
Oh, there it is. I think, is Jen Psaki replacing
her? Oh, that's right. That's right. They did say.
And, a white woman.
I was just going to point out that when she got fired, I saw on social media there was some, you know, MSNBC is going to try a different thing or turn a different direction or realize blah, blah, blah. That doesn't necessarily have to be the case. We're in the business, and you just have to get ratings and generate revenue through advertisers. The people who own your station or channel or whatever generally don't care what you're saying. That you just need to bring in enough people that it makes money. So you know, she's just not bringing in enough people. Doesn't mean they're changing direction.
Found one clip from Stiles that I loved, or quote, viewed, he mentions that MSNBC was poised to announce major programming changes that would reflect the network's eagerness to, quote, maintain its progressive stance rather than trying to tack towards middle ground. That's an actual quote from MSNBC.
So they're making it clear they're absolutely not going to.
Viewed in this context, canceling Reed's show was a logical step, given the host's reputation for sober analysis and pragmatic centrism, not to mention her preternatural ability to connect with normal working-class Americans. That is some finely tuned sarcasm. During the 22 election, for example, Reed was one of the first media personalities to acknowledge that the word inflation, quote, is not part of the normal lexicon for most Americans. Until nefarious Republicans, quote, taught people the word in order to attack Joe Biden.
You've got to be kidding.
No.
She's old enough.
She said.
And she's closer to our age than not. I mean, she's got to remember back in the day, inflation was the word in the 70s, early 80s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, she's a professional liar and a Marxist lie all the time. Reed channeled the anxieties of working Americans who could not believe that Kamala Harris had lost despite waging what Reed called, and I quote, a flawlessly run campaign, and that she was endorsed by Queen Latifah, who never endorses anyone. And she expressed shock in 2020 when a Latino congressman suggested that Latinx was not the preferred term among actual Latinos. Anyway.
Yeah, she's, I just looked up, Joy Reed's 56, so she's in our age group where you remember the 70s and inflation. Gerald Ford ran for president in 1976 on win, whip inflation now. So her acting like it's a newly made up term to attack Joe Biden. Wow. Does she believe that stuff? Did she believe that stuff?
Let's let this sage speak for herself. Clip 17, please, Michael, from March of 2020.
And so here we are again, with conservatism, at least among a certain cohort of white guys, now rooting itself in the idea that even during a pandemic, these screaming men and women have the God-given right to get their roots done and order a steak at the restaurant and hit the golf course and the bar, and that those rights, which they claim were conferred upon them by God, require a disproportionately black and brown labor force to return to work, get back on the wheel, and risk death in order to serve them and return them to their comfortable lives.
Boy, what do you prefer, the mockery of the idea of liberty or the somehow deciding it was racial that white people wanted to exercise their liberty and they're served disproportionately by black and brown people, as if even if that were true, that would negate the first part of it. That's some perverse thinking.
Yeah,
but wait.
The main reason he wanted to end shutdowns with businesses or schools or anything like that is because brown and black people, I don't care if they get COVID, I need to be served.
As a white man. That's right. Next clip, Michael.
We've seen a growing movement to reframe how American history is taught in public schools. Well, some parents who are opposed to critical race theory as new curriculum aren't too pleased.
Just because I do not want critical race theory taught to my children in school does not mean that I'm a racist, damn it.
Actually, it does. It is another example of Republicans turning kids into a wedge issue, just like their politically motivated attacks on transgender youth who just want to play sports.
Now, notice, because this is a masterclass, if you will, in the method of twisting well-motivated actions, policies, thoughts, like wanting to protect your little girl from having the hell beat out of her on a sports field. That is actually hate. It's a great example of the anti-racism thing. You saying, I don't think critical race theory should be taught in school, absolutely proves you are a racist. She is an evil presence, but that's not the way Rachel Maddow sees it. Clip 19, Michael.
Even bigger programming change is at 7 p.m., 7 p.m. Eastern, where Joy Reid's show, The Readout, ended tonight. And Joy is not taking a different job in the network. She is leaving the network altogether. And that is very, very, very hard to take. I am 51 years old. I have been gainfully employed since I was 12. And I have had so many different kinds of jobs, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. But in all of the jobs I have had, in all of the years I have been alive, there is no colleague for whom I have had more affection and more respect than Joy Reid. Wow, I love everything about her. I have learned so much from her. I have so much more to learn from her. I do not want to lose her as a colleague here at MSNBC. And personally, I think it is a bad mistake to let her walk out the door. It is not my call, and I understand that, but that's what I think.
Well, that is really interesting. Her show is garbage that nobody watches, and there's more from Rachel, but go ahead.
But she's a racist socialist, and Rachel Maddow says she's never, you know, learned more from any other person she's ever worked with in any of the many jobs she's had. It's why Trump won. The left that gets all the attention is so far from the mainstream, and they don't know it.
Yes,
they think they're center left.
Amish. Yeah.
Exactly. They think they're center left when they're so far away from the mainstream. I don't know why they haven't come to that conclusion then.
Well, Rachel was far from over when she said it was merely unwise and a mistake to let her walk. What could have motivated such evil?
I will tell you, it is also unnerving to see that on a network where we've got two non-white hosts in primetime, both of our non-white hosts in primetime are losing their shows, as is Katie Fang on the weekend. And that feels worse than bad, no matter who replaces them. That feels indefensible, and I do not defend it.
Indefensible?
The best thing that could conceivably happen to conservatism, the country, the health of the culture, is for these people not to wake up, to continue being so loopy.
Well, and Rachel, I think you know from being in the business, if you get listeners, viewers, readers, you stay employed. If you don't, you don't. The end.
Because of racism and misogyny.
Well, and do you tell me if you think this is right or not? I think Fox is, I always look at it like a football field for some reason, our politics, with the 50-yard line being the very middle. And I feel like MSNBC is at like the 3 to 5 yard line, way over on the left side of the field.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Fox is probably more like the 30-yard line.
I think
on
that's
the other
accurate.
Side of the field.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a center right channel. Now, some of the hosts are more overtly right wingy than others. But the primetime lineup is, no, it's pretty center-right. Oh, worth mentioning this. I have dismissively mocked Ms. Reed's show as, I think, a piece of crap nobody watches. Last Thursday's episode of The Readout drew just 59,000 viewers in the 25 to 54 age demographic. 59,000.
59,000 in a country of 340 million people.
It's amazing that anybody knows her name at all, as you've pointed out. And it speaks to the fact that cable news used to be of significance. It has an outsized influence in Washington, D.C., which is the only reason to even pay attention up until recently.
Partially because so many of our elected officials are so old. So they think cable news is a bigger deal.
I would argue that as of now, there's no point in paying attention to cable news or like 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes is a dead husk of what it once was. It's watched by old people and only a few of them. Anyway, I wanted to finish this. The readout drew 59,000 viewers in their target demographic. Laura Ingraham's show on Fox News, same slot, 389,000. 389 to 59. It's like Chiefs Eagles Super Bowl.
Well, getting to my speaking of football field analogy and where Fox is versus where those MSNBC shows are, for Rachel Maddow and Joy Reid, unless you're on a college campus or the bluest of blue towns in America, practically nobody is into that.